Okay, the TH or whatever, Priya, the saint. I just saw this picture, this meme that moved me a lot on social media. The saint, Sir Roger Moore. It says, hunting is a coward's pastime. In a world with boundless opportunities for amusement, it's detestable that anyone would choose to get thrills from killing others who ask for nothing from life but the chance to remain alive. Yes, and he was my greatest hero when I was 10 years old, the saint. And here we have this 10-year-old boy, or those boys. We were much alike, all of us. And we had these idols, this man's ideals, or whatever you would say, call it. The way we would have wanted father to be, and the way we want to be when we are growing up. So they are so powerful. These, what do you call it, father builder in Swedish? This exemplary, I forgot the word. Role models, right? Because that's how we want to be. They follow us all the way through life, shape us. And that the saint, for instance, or James Bond, which were my the other one, I want to be like him. How do they treat women? How do they treat their enemies? The good guys, the bad guys, the people in between. Does he blow all the enemies up together with the innocent that happen to be living nearby in the fantastic explosion at the Coleman, whatever you call it, would say, of the story. And the end of Act 2, or whatever it is, or 3, you know, so... Just to show how much storytelling and archetypal figures and role model figures shape our world, because they shape us and we act it out and shape the world around us and between us, which then shapes other parts of the world. Masses and groups of us are very powerful. we basically define the universe, because, and it's natural, the world that you see and experience, what the majority, or well, those who you trust tell you the world is, that's what the world is, right? For you, you can't know anything else. But anyway, the role models worth to think about. When you grow up as men or women in this world, the youngsters, they're following, and I think we're there to say that they are influenced much more than we maybe even are aware of, that I was until now, basically, by how you behave, not just what you say, your personal example. And that's why we have that famous verse there in the Bhagavad Gita. All the actions that the powerful, big, influential person perform, others will follow their example.